You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, composer Burton Lane, who created music for such celebrated shows as On a Clear Day You Can See Forever and Finian's Rainbow, as well as songs for over 30 films, including Royal Wedding and Babes in Arms. Lane is also famous for discovering Judy Garland when she was unknown and performing as part of the Gum Sisters.
This is Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater, past, present, and future. I'm your host, Paul Lazarus. Today, a visit with one of Broadway and Hollywood's best-beloved composers, Burton Lane, who wrote the music for Finian's Rainbow, Royal Wedding, and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Burton Lane got his first break as a songwriter when he and lyricist Harold Adamson were sent to Hollywood in 1932 by Irving Berlin's publishing company.
I think we were each getting $75 a week, plus a modest expense account. Very modest, extremely modest. Mm-hmm. So we got an apartment out there, and through a fluke, within a couple of days that we were there, we were found ourselves on the lot at Metro. And the first songs that we wrote and had in pictures was were three songs that we had written for Dancing Lady.
Right, and that
and
was
a big hit. That was my first big song hit, was Everything I Have Is Yours.
Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours. My destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my
Hollywood, Lane was teamed up with the enormously talented but relatively unknown Frank Lesser.
I came in the day after they signed the contract, and there's a guy measuring Frank for shorts, for shirts, for suits. He went absolutely wild the minute he had his contract. Before that, he had been broke. He had been terribly broke. Frank called me up and said, come over to my place. I'd like to show you some lyrics. Frank was married to Lynn Lesser at that time. I had gone there after my dinner, and I was sitting there. Frank said, have you had dinner? And I said, yes. He said, you sure you won't join us? And I said, no, I won't have anything. Here's what they had for dinner. They took out an apple, and they sliced it in half, and they were going to give me a piece of that if I hadn't had mine. They each ate half and one can of baked beans. I mean, that's how broke these people were. They were really
that's amazing.
Flat, you know.
It's hard to imagine Frank Lesser.
And the minute he got the contract, he was being measured for, not that he was going to make a fortune, you know, not yet. But the change was so dramatic. It was funny. We had some success with three or four songs in a very short period of time.
I hear music, mighty fine music. The murmur of a morning breeze up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. Laughing children down the street, where is there a tune so sweet? Rootootie, tootie, tootie, I hear music, mighty fine music. And any time I think of that, the world is wrong. I get me out of bed and sing this song.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, you'll know the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks a faraway booth for two.
Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
While in Hollywood, Burton Lane discovered the 11-year-old Judy Garland, who was performing in an act called The Gum Sisters in between movies at the Paramount Theater.
She sang two songs, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart and Airy Airy. Those are the two songs.
Oh, my.
And I went into the lobby of the theater, and I called the head of the music department at Metro. And I said, I've just heard a sensational kid, and I think you ought to hear her. He says, we'll arrange to bring her out. So I went backstage and I introduced myself to her father and arranged the following week when they had finished their run at the Paramount to bring her out. And I played her audition. Her audition started at around 9 or 9:15, something like that, with L.B. Mayer, with the heads of the studio, and went down through every producer on the lot, every director on the lot, until about 7:30 at night.
Oh, my.
And I played the two songs, Ellie, Ellie, and Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. And in 1941 was the first time I actually saw Judy since that audition.
7 years later, wow.
And I went on the soundstage to start teaching her How About You, she and Mickey. And when she saw me, she ran the whole length of the soundstage and threw herself in my arms and, my God, where have you been? I said, I've been here.
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
Well, I had a very uneven career in Hollywood. I learned something about my own abilities. One thing is that unless I'm working on something I truly like, I'm not really motivated to do my best work. And in 1939, I guess it was 38, 39, I was going through a rough financial period, and I figured, well, I'm going to try to get a band together so I can have some continuity of work and keep working and still write. And this took me to Chicago, where I got a call from Alex Ahrens of Ahrens and Friedley. And he said, would you like to do a show? And I said, yes. He says, will you work with Yip Harburg? I said, yes. And I didn't even know what it was that I was going to work on. I dropped the band. I dropped everything. I borrowed some money and went to New York.
Love is a lovely thing. Love is a breath of spring. Love is a magic crown. But don't let it get you down. Give it a little whirl. Show it a little care. Get it into your heart. But baby, don't let it get into your hair. Hand it a big hello. Give it a swell farewell. What if it doesn't last forever? Better a little now than never. Shout it around the town, but don't let it get you down. Love is a lovely thing.
Al Jolson singing Don't Let It Get You Down from Burton Lane's 1940 Broadway musical Hold On To Your Hats. Another song from that show, The World Is In My Arms, demonstrates Lane's bittersweet melodic gift. Here it is performed by Steve Ross.
My, the world was big just a day ago, for just a day ago, who would ever dream I'd be dancing with you? Every star was far just a night ago, and just a night ago, too. I seemed so all miscast, just getting nowhere fast. Here was I, a gypsy, looking for a world to roam in. Now the world is in my arms. No more aimless searching for a place to feel at home in. For the world is in my arms. Mexican hills, Florida skies, tropical seas here in your eyes. When I see you smile, I see the sunsets of Geneva. What's that magic in your charms? When I hold you, I hold the world right here in my arms.
I look at you and suddenly some something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
You and your glance make this romance.
This is Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus. My guest today is composer Burton Lane. The score he wrote with E.Y. Harburg for the musical Finian's Rainbow is one of Broadway's undisputed classics.
You razzle dazzle, you got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
How did Finian's Rainbow evolve? How did that all get started?
Yip and Fred Sadie, who worked with Yip on the book, had done a first draft, and then Yip brought it to my attention. And his first thoughts were that I should split the score with Earl Robinson. Yip had written some songs with Earl Robinson, who had written Ballad for Americans.
Mm-hmm.
When he brought me this idea of Finian's, I was bowled over. I thought it was simply wonderful. I thought the premise was wonderful. I thought what it had to say was wonderful. The characters were marvelous. And I didn't think I would be able to do it. I said, you should go for George Gershwin, not me. I had that feeling, and plus I had a feeling that the second act wasn't very good. I had reservations about how they were treating the second act. So between Yip's reluctance to change the second act and my original fears, about 3 months went by before I said yes. And Yip did change the second act. Anyway, we started to work on the show. And within a short time, Yip saw that there would be a total clash of styles if I were to do half the score in Earl Robinson, because although Earl was very capable doing the kind of things that he did best, mm-hmm. They were not theatrical. And I had a vision of what I wanted to hear, and it had to sound as if it were true folk music, but still belong to the stage.
On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lip and a song for your heart to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow,
Phineas broke new ground on many fronts. And the fact that you did it, we did a fairy tale, a fantasy, a social satire, all combined in one, was a very daring thing to do, and I was aware of this. Except I loved it, and Yip loved it, and Freddie loved it, and if you love something enough and you do a good job, it's going to come off.
When the idle poor become the idle rich, you never know just who is who or who is which. Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a rocker relative and palms no longer itch? What a switch!
When we all have vermin and plastic teeth, how will we determine who's who underneath?
And when all your neighbors are upper class,
you won't know your Joneses from your Esters.
Let's toast the day we drink our drinky up, but with a little pinky up.
The day on which the idle poor become the idle rich.
The movie Royal Wedding in 1950 was notable not only for the dancing of Fred Astaire and the singing of Jane Powell, but also because it was the first collaboration of Burton Lane and lyricist Alan J. Lerner.
One of the longest titles ever for a film song is How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Loved You When You Know I've Been a Liar All My Life.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Well, I'll tell you. Alan was staying at the Bel Air Hotel, and I would pick him up and go out to the studio. And I picked him up this one day, and he said, you know, Astaire always likes to do a low-down vaudeville-type number. I said, right. He said, well, I got an idea last night. I think may have something. I said, well, what is it? And he tells me this title, and I said, I think it's just wonderful. And I think it should go like this. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? He said, not like that, that. And we wrote, we wrote the song as long as it takes to sing it.
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
Oh, my doggone cheating lie.
It's a weird thing. Too Late Now never became a big hit.
Hmm.
But it has become a standard.
Oh, it's beautiful, Melody.
And the song, to this day, keeps increasing its performances. It's amazing. There are new recordings of the song, and I think maybe one day it's going to happen. It's going to. The song certainly has a life.
Too late now to forget your smile, the way we cling when we've danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on to someone new. Too late now to forget your voice, the way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to together, days of
Clear Day, You Can See Forever, the musical about hypnosis and reincarnation, produced some hypnotic songs by Lane and Alan J. Lerner.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. Far and near, a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and
Dick Rogers bowed out of the show, and I was asked to come in. Alan brought out a bunch of lyrics to show me that he had written.
For Rogers too?
Yeah. And I went through all the lyrics, and there was only one that I liked, and that was Come Back to Me. I changed the meter of it. I never heard Dick Rogers' tune, but his tune, the rhythm of it was da-da-dum, 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 come back to me.
Oh,
and I went da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
Oh, I see.
I gave it a more, it had a more dramatic quality.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees, swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net, in a towel wringing wet, I don't care, this is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highway to dust. Break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me.
At the ASCAP Memorial Service for lyricist E.Y. Harburg, Burton Lane paid tribute to his longtime friend and collaborator.
I loved writing songs with Yip. My tunes always sounded better dressed in his lyrics. A few years ago, Yip told me a title he had, and it touched me. And then I wrote a melody, and apparently it touched him, because he wrote one of the most beautiful lyrics that I think will touch you. This was the last song we wrote together. Where have I seen your face before? Where did your eyes meet mine? Was it in time or space before? Or on some Valentine? Where did we greet the dawn before? Once when the world was fair? Was it in Glacamora or perhaps in Berkeley Square? Maybe in a thousand years, someday, in some garden, I will look at you this way and say, beg your pardon, Where have I seen your face before? Lighting my way to grace. How did I face the world before? Before I saw your face.
You've been listening to composer Burton Lane. Sound mixing by David Rapkin. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.